I want you to really think about the thing that you want to stay close to. Are you immersing yourself in that way? Are you creating an environment where you are so fully immersed, like completely head to toe from day to day, where you have these points in your life where you are being pulled back in and making sure that there is no outside distractions? Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I had gone on a walk this morning, big surprise, and I was listening to The Big Leap again for probably the 10th time in my life. And if you have not read that book, it's a book that I'm absolutely obsessed with. For whenever I'm in a place where I just need a reminder of the ideas around being in your zone of genius, around the thing that Gay Hendricks, the author, calls upper limiting, when you are about to take a quantum leap, when you are about to step into something bigger than you once again in your life, that all of the saboteurs and all of the old stories and all of the ways that you know how to so secretly sabotage yourself come back in. And they come in different forms. You can actually sabotage yourself by thinking that the ways that you're sabotaging yourself is not actual sabotage. And you create legitimate stories around why you're thinking these things that are keeping you small and why you're allowing yourself to focus on the things that rob you of joy and why we look for things that cause us anxiety and things that cause us pain and how we focus on those things and allow them to take away the joy, to take away the relationship that we're excited about, to sabotage this next big idea that we just got, and we're going to pull in all the reasons why it's not going to work. So what I want to chat about today is not just that, not just being aware of that, but immersion, the idea of full immersion. So I've spoken about this for years because the only way that I've been able to take quantum leaps in my life, and that's really what I want for you, is a quantum leap. A leap of faith that feels so giant that you're actually getting really close to what feels like your purpose. And I got to be honest, your purpose is always going to change and the leaps are going to always require quantum leaps once in a while in your life because your purpose is always in front of you. It's never behind you. And I think that in itself, I hope brings you some comfort because I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I was like, oh my God, was that my peak? Did I peak after I accomplished that? Was that the end? Was that the top? No, because your biggest purpose will always be in front of you. So with that said, though, how do we make sure that we're always walking on the path of purpose? Because the opposite of the path of purpose is pain. So how do we just always make sure that we're taking those quantum leaps that we want to be taking into purpose? And for me, it's always boiled down to full immersion. So, you know, I was thinking of this today in the shower after my walk, and I thought about it in relation to the religion that I grew up in. And when you're in a religion and when you want to make sure that you stay close to that religion, even though that religion is no longer for me, and I had that breakthrough when I was younger, and nothing against the religion either. I want to share this story from a completely neutral place of understanding this lesson. So, full immersion in that particular religion and most all religions, especially those that are a little bit more extreme or really want you to stay close to the word, stay close to God, whatever the opinion of that religion is, a lot of the tactics in order to stay close and in order to stay really deeply intertwined is to be fully immersed in that way of thinking, living, and especially who you're hanging around. So making sure that you are staying close to those people who keep you close to the thing that you want to stay close to. So in the religion that I grew up in, it was really about making sure that we were fully immersed all the time, reading the Bible daily, going out in service, which was going to door to door as much as possible, going to the meetings or going to church 3 times per week, only being able to hang around with other people who are in the particular religion. Now, that my friend, is full immersion. That is how you don't let anything from the outside in, and you stay within that way of thinking. You stay with those people. You stay really aligned and connected to that source. If you listen to everything I said, there are daily hits, sometimes multiple daily doses of connecting and staying reconnected, not to mention how much prayer is encouraged. So while I'm still really, really spiritual and close to God, some of these things have changed. The way that it looks has changed. My full immersion has changed. So with that said, I want you to really think about the thing that you want to stay close to. Are you immersing yourself in that way? Are you creating an environment where you are so fully immersed, like completely head to toe from day to day, where you have these points in your life where you are being pulled back in and making sure that there is no outside distractions? And of course, I know that there will be, just like when I grew up in that religion, there were plenty of distractions. There was friends from school who always wanted to do something. There was television. There was music. There was so many things that I could be deterred from and pulled from. But with those constant immersion points, it was obviously much easier to stay connected and to stay in alignment with the thing that we wanted to be connected to. So with that said, where are other places in your life that you're seeing you've been fully immersed and it's really made a change? You know, I thought of this even when we lived in Santa Monica and we had ADT, the security system, come out. And in order for them to do their job, which was to make sure that your house was on lockdown and that you were safe, that was the job. Make sure that you are safe. There are a million tactics that they can do, and the safety goes up with that. So I want you to think of this in terms of your goal. Make sure you get to your goal, and the person is going to come to your house to check your house out to see if your home is in alignment with your goal. And let's just use it in terms of food. Like, okay, this person is going to come because you have a health goal, you have a weight loss goal, but they're going to come and check and see where all the points of the saboteur of where you're sabotaging yourself are. And they ask you about how often do you leave the home? What do you bring into the home? We're going to check on your cupboards. We're going to check your fridge. We're going to check your bedroom. We're going to check all of these spaces and these hiding spots that maybe you're putting these things that are going to secretly sabotage you. And then maybe they're going to ask you questions. Where do you go when you get bored? What do you go and do? And how can we make sure we guard against that? So thinking of when ADT came to my house, they look at all the obvious places first. Like, okay, obviously we're going to do your front door, we're going to do your back door, but now we're going to check all of your windows. Like sometimes you don't even realize that you don't lock these. So we're going to put an extra layer of security and make sure that none of these external things are going to come in. Then they even do another, you might even think you're safe with that. But they can do another layer where now they're going to install cameras to make sure, because even when you think that you've done all of the obvious things, you're going, like if something is going to come in, it's going to know how to get you outside of the obvious, right? So this is what we do with our sabotaging thoughts. This is what we do with trying to not really look at the things that could also be potentially harmful. So it's like, okay, I've got the obvious things covered, but what are some of the other things that I know that I need to really look at and safeguard myself against? Because if I don't, our inner saboteur is so smart that it is going to figure out another way to come in. And I think, you know, when we ask the question, what am I pretending not to know? What I personally am pretending not to know is that I am an expert saboteur. Like I will dress up that saboteur in a totally different outfit. I'll make it look classy, fancy. I'll be like, no, it's justified. Like, look at why I can't do this. This is totally justified. Look, I don't want to displease my family. I don't want to make someone unhappy. This is what has always been done. I can't break this pattern. This makes me a bad person. Like so many different things can come in and sabotage you. So when you're thinking of full immersion, you know, we do a lot of halfway things. And honestly, throughout my life, the halfway things that I've done have been the most hurtful things that I've done. Meaning halfway is really hurtful. It's a waste of time. You know, I talk about a lot, if you're sitting on the fence post, it's not comfortable. Like if you're half in, that really just means the fence post is up your ass and that you're really in a lot of discomfort. How do we get all the way over the fence? How do we do full immersion? How do you make sure that you have these touch points every single day where you're listening to podcasts, you're listening to mentors, you're listening to books? And where do these sneaky things come in? Is it at night? Are you watching things that make you feel like shit when you go to bed? Are you feeling really disconnected from your purpose because you're listening to shit music or focusing on the news or hanging out with people who only see the negative, who always have things to complain about? How can we make sure that we're fully immersing ourselves, even if some of those things do creep in, that majority of them, 60% of your life or more, or 70%, we really want you at like 80 or 90% of your life or more, is fully immersed in these other things. So taking quantum leaps requires full immersion. You know, when I first started network marketing, at first I was like, maybe I'll just dabble. And I learned that dabbling really doesn't get you much. So dabbling in a business gets you dabbling money, which is not very fun. It's like just enough to be like, oh, I'm making money, but you don't really, can't really do much with it. So where can you fully immerse yourself? So with network marketing, I was like, you know what? All right. I know that when I wanted to change my body in fitness and when I wanted to compete in fitness competitions and when I set magazine cover as a goal, I had to fully immerse myself into it. I had to make sure I was at the gym every day. I had to make sure that my kitchen matched my goals. I had to make sure I wasn't hiding food in different places or putting my sabotage food in the house saying, no, I'll be fine. I'll just make sure I eat it, you know, sparingly. No. I did not do that. I had to get it out of the house. I had to make sure that that was my safe zone. I had to make sure that my saboteur was not within reach because you will get weak throughout the day, right? And this is like with your goals, not just food. This is with your goals. So when I was in fitness, like I said, I had to make sure that I was fully immersed. I had to hang around the people. I had to follow accounts online that were fitness people. I had to get friends who were fitness people. I had to find partners who would pull me and hold me accountable in fitness. I had to have all of these touch points every single day, just like in my old religion, all the touch points, because every day the saboteur will come in a different form, whether it's yourself or whether it's TV, whether it's external, whatever it is, it will come in to find you and you better be prepared for it, right? Just like the home security, you better be prepared for all of it. So let's really talk about where all of it could happen. Even if you're scared to look at it, like, oh my gosh, like there's been a lot of places that are fully open to the perpetrator, to this person who could come in and break in and take all my dreams from me. So where are we allowing that to still happen? So full immersion in network marketing for me looked like, you know, hanging around those people, going to the events, listening to the podcast, making sure that I was learning something new every single day and understanding external objections and knowing what people were going to say to me and I'm a sellout and you're doing it for the money and knowing what to think after the people said that, like having those objections ready and those feelings and those thoughts to overcome those feelings. Or those are the takedown, right? Like, where's the takedown going to be and how are you going to prepare for it? So if you watch boxers, if you watch MMA, like they freaking know, they study their opponent and where the takedown is going to be. So I want to know if you know where your takedown is. And if you're studying your opponent who's going to come and rob you of your goals, and if you are learning how to create the moves in your life to make sure that you're blocking the takedown. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. Where can you be fully immersed in your life? Where can you make sure you have daily doses, triple doses of the things that are going to keep you close to your goals and to your purpose in life? Because a life without purpose is an extremely unfulfilled, halfway hurtful life. And I don't want you to live there. I want you to live in a life full of fulfillment, happiness, purpose, quantum leaps, and the people that give you life, the people that give you energy. So where do you need to break a pattern? Where do you need to break a belief? And where can you fully immerse yourself into the things that really light you up? So guys, let me know what your biggest takeaway was from this. I always love to hear who's listening. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.